Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to season two of The Hand That You've Been Dealt. I'm your host, Vonette Wright, and I'm so excited to be back. Today, we're going to talk about difficult people and how to deal with them. You know, doesn't it seem like we deal with difficult people in almost all phases of our lives? You know, I've often had to deal with difficult people at work and throughout my career and even in my personal life. And then let's talk about our families. You know, I know it's not just my family that can be extremely difficult to deal with, because I've heard enough stories from some friends to know that a lot of people, families, drive them to the brink from time to time. And don't even get me started on dealing with the multitudes of people that we have to deal with at companies that we deal with on a daily basis. You know, the cell phone company, electric company. You know what I'm talking about. You know, remember the times when you call about a problem and you've called 4 to 5 times in a month, but they still never got it fixed, and you come across that difficult person? So you know what I'm talking about. So ask yourself, why are they so difficult? Why is it so difficult? See, there's a problem, but there's not an easy answer for why some of these people can be difficult. The reasons are just as varied as the people are. We are all different, and sometimes it's shocking that we can even get along with difficult people. So instead of analyzing why some people can be so difficult, let's focus on what we can control, which is our reaction. I'm going to share with you 5 signs that you're probably dealing with a difficult person. Now, while I'm giving you these 5 signs, kind of reflect to make sure that they're not you. That'll be another show. So the first sign that you're probably dealing with a difficult person, it's all about them. See, difficult people are dramatic and they are fueled by reactions from others. Number 2, they don't do a favor without collecting. See, these types of people are always scheming on how to get something for nothing. You know what I'm talking about. Number 3, they are victims. You know, it's poor me. They did this to me. They always play the victim role. Number 4, they don't care about what's going on around them as long as it's about them. They don't have a clue and they could care less. And the 5th one, they whine, they complain, they blame, and they gossip. They whine about everything, complain about this, blame everybody else, and then find that person who will listen to them. So those are the 5 signs that you're dealing with a difficult person. Now, what I'm going to do is I have a little long list of how to deal with a difficult person. So I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this break.
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the SJSLawFirm.com.
Hello, this is Vonette Wright. I want to invite you to listen to my upcoming podcast, The Hand That You've Been Dealt. It's going to be a very informative podcast that deals with situations we deal with in our personal and professional life. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 4 p.m. Welcome back to The Hand That You've Been Dealt. I'm your host, Vonette Wright, and today on our season 2, we're talking about difficult people and how to deal with them. Now, before the break, I just left you with 5 signs of a difficult person that you may know when you encounter this. But now I'm going to give you 10 strategies, techniques, tips, whatever you choose to call, on how to deal with them. The first one, use lots of kindness. Look, I get it. When dealing with difficult people, your gut reaction is to be difficult right back. See, when we feel like someone is attacking us, our first thought is to defend ourselves. See, I've been there and still sometimes can get caught up when I don't slow down and take a pause for the cause. See, what I've found in almost every difficult situation is kindness goes a lot farther than being difficult. See, when two people are being just at each other and both people are being difficult, the situation tends to escalate to a point where nothing gets accomplished. On the other hand, when you use a little bit of kindness, you will get accomplished so much more. It also diffuses the situation and you'll get more of what you want. So this is a top tip for dealing with difficult people. Use lots of kindness next time. Number two, be compassionate. Now, if 2020 didn't teach us anything, it's to be compassionate. Have you ever heard this saying about dealing with your own problems, that if you and a whole bunch of people shoved all your problems into a circle, you'd most likely take your own back once you saw what everyone else was dealing with? I love that. See, the point is, none of us really know what other people are even going through. And when you're dealing with a difficult person, it could possibly be that they're going through a very, very rough ordeal or dealing with something so big that you wouldn't even want a part of it. See, many times when you show compassion to a person who's being difficult, you'll find they respond in a positive manner. See, so many of us get stuck in our own heads and in our own lives that we don't even open our eyes to when others are using some type of kindness. Give it a try the next time and think about it. Number three, find something in common. Now, I know I've found this to be really true, and it really works great in conversations. You know, you meet someone and you're talking, and you've noticed that you finally struck up a conversation, and you guys really have something in common, some type of connection when you find out that you may be from the same city, the same state, even from the same part of town. Experts have said that it's a great technique to use to strike up a conversation and find something that you have in common when you are kind of dealing with someone who possibly could be difficult. It gives you some type of a kinship. And, you know, when you find that you have this thing in common with someone, it can help for a smoother conversation moving forward. Number four, stay calm. Now, if you're like me, have you ever received a text message, phone call, or even email from someone, and at that immediate time, you start to see red? This happens to me sometimes on more occasions than I care to remember. When dealing with a difficult person, it can be infuriating. And my less rational moments, I've received maybe an email from someone or a text message who their only purpose is to make things even more harder, even more confusing. But see, like I said, when I take a pause before responding, hey, I find that I have diffused just not the situation, but myself. See, typically, if you can find the patience to stay calm and wait a while before responding, the results are going to be much better. See, the ability to stay calm when dealing with a difficult person can help you greatly. Number five, share your side. You know, sometimes being able to articulate to someone who's already difficult is just kind of can be, or at least we think, impossible. But when you are sharing where you're coming from, you make it a little more personable. And that kind of tends to let them see that you really do understand or you really are concerned. It's a way of not finding yourself running into this brick wall time and time again. You know, some people, they get so caught in a script how to deal with certain situations or even certain people or even certain questions. And if you just take some time to make it more personal, put what you're going through or even explaining to them in context, you'll see that you can diffuse it and you're giving your side of it. So kind of share with them. Number six, my big one, treat with respect. I don't know a single person who likes to be treated like they're stupid or incompetent. Let's just keep it 100. See, when dealing with a difficult person, always remember to treat them with respect. Once you start attacking someone and acting like they're stupid, you might as well be slamming the door shut to get anything done or even have them even listen to you. I found that treating someone disrespectfully will almost and always make things worse. And at a bare minimum, make the other person not even want to do anything to even help you or assist you. It's the same as the golden rule. You know what our mothers taught us, because mom was always right. Treat others as you would like to be treated. Now, number 7, this one requires a lot of practice. Ignore them. See, I'm a huge proponent of not interacting with negative people in my life. And why should I? All they seem to do is provide negative input, and I don't need any of that. By the same token, sometimes the best course of action with a difficult person is to ignore or even avoid them. This, of course, will depend on if you can do that. See, let's say, for instance, you have maybe a coworker or someone that works in your department. And if it's family and sometimes even not what you call a friend, but an acquaintance, you have to really analyze what value, if any, does this person add to my life? Now, if it's not too much or none at all, then you may simply just have to ignore them. It's almost like looking in a window. You see it, but you don't see it. So in other words, you see them, but you don't see them. So ignore them if you can, or avoid them. Number 8, this one is major. Control what you can. See, many things in life we can control and many things we can't. It's always best to focus on what we can control. And when dealing with a difficult person, think about what you're able to control. Maybe there's someone else that you can deal with instead of that person, if you can. See, they may be the first simple step in that chain. So control what you can, and what you can't, you have to leave it alone. Now, number 9, look at yourself. I said that earlier. One of these top 10 tips was to look at yourself. See, this one requires you to focus inward. You know what I mean? You take the mirror and you focus it on you. Is there something that you're doing that is making it difficult to deal with someone else? Are you the problem, basically? See, for instance, I'm going to share this. In general, I am a good person in a good mood most of the time, usually all of the time. See, I interact with people all day, just about every day. And overall, things go smoothly. Okay. But sometimes, you know, I'm only human. I'll have a lot on my mind. And I'm trying to solve so many problems of some sort, even in my head. Even, you know, have to talk to other people and just try to brainstorm and conflict resolution things with teachers and kids and students and parents, administrators, you name it. But what I found out maybe about 10 or 15 years ago, and it was pointed out to me, that I can come across a little bit short and even abrupt, you know, because I'm spending a lot of time inside of my own head. So I had to reevaluate and look at myself. So in this instance, what I had to do was reflect on me and realize that if I'm already being abrupt and then I come across a difficult person, I'm agitating them. So basically, the way I was reacting was only adding fuel to the fire. Now I ask you, take a look at how you're interacting with someone and how you are, and ensure you're not making it worse. Now, number 10, overcome your fear of conflict. See, one of the best techniques for dealing with a difficult person and even a difficult situation is overcoming your fear of conflict. See, many people are afraid of conflicts, and this can lead to having a difficult person walk over top of you. See, dealing with a difficult person is challenging enough, but if you don't stand up for yourself and establish boundaries, it's even worse. See, just about everyone deserves to be treated with respect. We said that earlier. Don't allow yourself to be treated poorly by anyone, especially someone who's being difficult. Now, I'm not advocating intentionally starting a conflict, but what I am advocating is not fearing conflict in the event a difficult person or someone is treating you poorly. See, too many people allow others to have control over them, but not standing up for themselves when needed. See, conflict is not necessarily a bad thing. In many instances, it's good because it can allow a resolution to come into fruition. See, now I'm going to share with you, the bottom line is that we're going to come in contact with difficult people all around us in every aspect of our lives. I've certainly did it in my lifetime. And what I found is that hopefully when I'm in these situations, I can reflect and I can use the techniques that I just shared with you to help make the situation a little bit more calm. See, communication with other people is such a huge key in living our lives. It's well worth learning some of these techniques to deal with difficult people to help us all live a happier life. So I'm going to leave you with a few quotes, and you know I love my quotes. Here's one. Always remember, you're going to come across three types of people in your life. The ones who helped you in your difficult times, the ones who abandoned you in your difficult times, and the ones who were there and the reason behind your difficult times. Joel Osteen has one as well. You cannot hang out with negative people and expect to live a positive life. And I found this one that I thought was so profound. And his name is Dave Willis, and he's a voice actor and a writer. He says, show respect even to people who don't deserve it, not as a reflection of their character, but as a reflection of yours. And of course, my favorite, it simply says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. And that's Proverbs 3:5-6. This is Vonette Wright, and this is the season 2 of The Hand That You've Been Dealt. I look forward to speaking with you and having you tune in Fridays at 4 p.m. Be kind to yourself, but be kind to someone else.